Booth and Service book has been in use now for an entire decade. And we at Concordia Theological Seminary felt it was a good time to give some consideration of what we've learned in the process of using that hymnal for 10 years.
Dr. Paul Grimm talking about the Good Shepherd Institute Conference, November 6th through the 8th, on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're bringing together a number of people who were involved in the project, as well as other pastors and musicians who have used the hymnal for 10 years, with the goal that together we can consider even more deeply how this hymnal has affected our church body in its gathering together Sunday after Sunday as we receive the gifts of God in the divine service and return our thanks and praise for his wondrous deeds.
Lutheran Service Book at 10 Years is the theme for the 17th Annual Good Shepherd Institute Conference, November 6th through the 8th at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. For more information, visit ctsfw.edu or call 262-452-2224. It's time, live this Friday afternoon, October the 7th, to play the game we like to save until the very end of the broadcast week. A little way of reviewing what we've been talking about here on Issues, Etc., an opportunity for you to win the LPR Bundle Package, which is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad that goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week, and just a chance to hear from you and let you hear some of what we consider the best of Issues, Etc. after a week's broadcast. It's Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, you vote by giving us a call. It's very simple. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. You can also vote via email. We'll get your email right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. ETC. When you email, tweet, or go to Facebook to vote, we'd like to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. That why you're voting is very important as well. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Joel Bierman. We were talking with him, the first part of our conversation with him on law-gospel reductionism. Here he is explaining how it turns the gospel into the law.
A lot of times these proponents of law-gospel reductionism will be functioning, as you've been saying, with just basically two uses of the law. A first use that keeps people in check, and then a second use that convicts of sin. But there is no third function. There's no use of the law in the life of the Christian because he simply doesn't need it. But then they realize, but there's got to be some kind of content. So then they start coming up with creative ways to try to kind of sneak it back in. And one of the ways that this has happened, and this is proposed by a guy named William Lazarus, 20th century theologian, he suggested something called the second use of the gospel. And so he would say the first use of the gospel frees us from our sin, and the second use of the gospel is what directs us into our life. And what's so ironic about this is that in their zeal to try to elevate the gospel and talk about a second use of the gospel, they're actually diminishing the gospel, because a second use of the gospel that tells you something is by definition law. Because any direction that's given me guidance or forming me, that's the work of the law, not the gospel. The gospel is simply the word that says, you are forgiven, you are my child, it's done. That's gospel. And anytime you want to make the gospel do something like shape you or lead you or motivate you or give you ideas, you're really talking about a function of the law. But you see, the problem is they can't say that because they've already written the law off as all negative, and so they're forced to try to come up with a second use of the gospel. So tragically, they're introducing law elements into what should be pure gospel. So the pure gospel is lost. It's sacrificed because of their inability to call law what it is.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Joel Bierman, how the gospel is turned into law. If you'd like to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Chris Rosebro from our feature This Week in Pop American Christianity. We were talking about how televangelists use Jewish feasts to fleece their listeners. Here he is talking about shopping the televangelists.
When you look at what these televangelists are doing, each of them are offering different blessings, if you would. And so, if you were to approach this the same way you would make a decision like on which credit card company that you wanted to go with, you know, sometimes you make a decision, well, this particular credit card offers airline miles, this one gives cash back, and so you have to kind of weigh which of the benefits is really the thing that's most important so that you can make a decision on which credit card. I often think, you know, when I listen to the different blessings that the different televangelists are offering during the fall feast, if the discerning consumer of this type of television should say, well, Rod Parsley during this season is offering these blessings, Larry Huck is offering these blessings, I think I want those ones better than those ones, so I'll send my money to that guy. It's ridiculous how this all works out.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Rosebro, shopping the televangelist. If you'd like to vote for that one to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, October the 7th, all you got to do is vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Email talkback@issuesetc.org or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Chris Hull. We were talking about bromance versus camaraderie, and he makes a connection between suffering together and Christian camaraderie.
The best thing about camaraderie is it lasts because it's formed not because you are having fun or because your emotions, you're feeling happy. It's because you've gone through a terrible experience together. You've gone through a trial. You've suffered together. So then your relationship can withstand anything. Whereas with modern bromances or modern friendships, or even modern marriages, the moment it's not fun anymore, you're not happy anymore, you just abandon it. You leave it because it's not serving you. And that's what we need to get back again, is that sacrificial living. And that's what you get in the camaraderie and that companionship formed in facing possibly the end, knowing I could give up everything for this person.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Chris Hull, suffering and Christian camaraderie, 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or via Twitter at issuesetc, or just send us an email right here in the studio and we'll get it in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote. This is the last soundbite we're going to play for you on this Friday afternoon, and then we're going to start taking your votes. It comes from Dr. Christian Coffey, who's part of our series on classroom apologetics. He took us into the English literature classroom. Here he is talking about tradition and objective truth.
Tradition is smarter than any one of us, smarter than any group of us, smarter than any generation. It tells you what laws make sense and what don't, what ethical attitudes make sense and what don't, and it tells you about works of literature. And the fact that people have been, you know, reading and moved by Job and by Virgil's Aeneid and by the Antigone and by Dante and, you know, Shakespeare, there is an objective validity given us by tradition, which gives us the wisdom of thousands of years in some of the works I've mentioned, hundreds of years in others. And that is an objective reality. And it's just that many modern works and many works of those times haven't survived or been interesting is itself the sign of so many minds working together in response. So tradition is a source of objective knowledge. It is in ethics and it is in literature.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Christian Kopp, talking about tradition and objective truth. Those are the four sound bites for you. Dr. Joel Bierman, How the Gospel is Turned into Law. Pastor Chris Rosebro, Shopping the Televangelist. Pastor Chris Hull, Suffering and Christian Camaraderie. And Dr. Christian Kopp on Tradition and Objective Truth. your vote will decide which one is going to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And this break is a great time to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on the other side of the break. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Lutheran Service Book has been in use now for an entire decade, and we at Concordia Theological Seminary felt it was a good time to give some consideration of what we've learned in the process of using that hymnal for 10 years.
Dr. Paul Grimm talking about the Good Shepherd Institute Conference, November 6th through the 8th, on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're bringing together a number of people who were involved in the project, as well as other pastors and musicians who have used the hymnal for 10 years, with the goal that together we can consider even more deeply how this hymnal has affected our church body in its gathering together Sunday after Sunday as we receive the gifts of God in the divine service and return our thanks and praise for his wondrous deeds.
Lutheran Service Book at 10 Years is the theme for the 17th Annual Good Shepherd Institute Conference, November 6th through the 8th at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. For more information, visit ctsfw.edu or call 262-452-2224.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
Join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club in October, and we'll send you a limited edition Here I Stand t-shirt. Find out more about our monthly or annual giving program at issuesetc.org. Just click the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses, or call Craig 618-223-8385. Join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by Reformation Day, and we'll send you a limited edition long sleeve shirt along with your other membership benefits. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It is time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, October the 7th. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Joel Bierman, How the Gospel's Turned into Law? Soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Rosebro, Shopping the Televangelists? Soundbite number three, Pastor Chris Hull, Suffering and Christian Camaraderie? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Christian Kopp, on tradition and objective truth? Let's go first to Florida, where Don is on the line. Don, thanks for waiting.
Thanks. It's hard picking some of these. I have to say the number one I really like, but it was a little confusing unless you really understood what he was talking about. Number three, I thought was a great soundbite, but I think I have to go with number two because I think that's a major problem with us today. We look at purchasing things that's going to satisfy us, our gratitude. What really do we want? How does it make us better? Or how does it make us feel happy? And I think the televangelists are selling that rather than sharing what's really true. So I would have to go with number two.
All right, that's a vote for soundbite number two. Pastor Chris Rosebro, Shopping the Televangelist. Don, thanks for listening in Florida. Let's go to Kansas, where Dan is on the line. Hi, Dan. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, I'm going to vote for soundbite number one, Dr. Bierman, because when the gospel is diminished and turned into law, it is the most dangerous thing there is for the Christian.
Dan, well put, succinct, and to the point. Thanks for listening out in Kansas. Let's go to California. Alan is there. Thanks for waiting, Alan.
I'm also going to vote for number one, Joel Behrman's refute of a second use of the gospel. And what I most appreciated about it is him thinking through the issue and presenting a refute in a logical and reasonable way. It seems like so many people and theologians today have scattered thoughts, and it just confuses the people. So I think we need more people like Dr. Behrman who will speak truth and speak it clearly.
Alan, thanks. Thanks for listening out on the West Coast. Noah says he's voting for soundbite number one, Dr. Behrman. More than any of the others, his soundbite strikes at the reductionist heart of what has become the blight of contemporary Lutheranism. Wow, smartest listeners in radio. And Noah, thank you very much for listening as well. This one comes from Jordan in Valonia, Indiana. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number one, Dr. Joel Behrman on law and gospel. Dr. Behrman makes a great confession and shows the difficulty of rightly dividing law and gospel. The art is so important, though, because the law kills so that the gospel would raise us from the dead. As Christians incorporated into the resurrection of Christ, we're now free to begin to live in love for God and neighbor according to God's will, which is expressed in the law. As children of our Heavenly Father, we're set free by Christ's death and resurrection to do this even in this life. What a joy. Jordan, thank you very much for listening in Indiana as well. Johanna listens in Indianapolis. Dr. Behrman, of course, she says, the ability to identify and criticize law gospel reduction is an important skill for pastors and laity alike. Dr. Behrman very clearly articulates a grievous error that can fly under the radar even with the best catechized Lutherans. That's very well and very rightly said. The winner this week of Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes, is Soundbite number one, Dr. Joel Behrman from our conversation on law gospel reductionism. How the gospel is turned into law.
A lot of times these proponents of law gospel reductionism will be functioning, as you've been saying, with just basically two uses of the law. A first use that keeps people in check, and then a second use that convicts of sin. But there is no third function. There's no use of the law in the life of the Christian because he simply doesn't need it. But then they realize, but there's got to be some kind of content. So then they start coming up with creative ways to try to kind of sneak it back in. And one of the ways that this has happened, and this is proposed by a guy named William Lazarus, 20th century theologian, he suggested something called the second use of the gospel. And so he would say the first use of the gospel frees us from our sin, and the second use of the gospel is what directs us into our life. And what's so ironic about this is that in their zeal to try to elevate the gospel and talk about a second use of the gospel, they're actually diminishing the gospel, because a second use of the gospel that tells you something is by definition law. Because any direction that's given me guidance or forming me, that's the work of the law, not the gospel. The gospel is simply the word that says, you are forgiven, you are my child, it's done. That's gospel. And anytime you want to make the gospel do something like shape you or lead you or motivate you or give you ideas, you're really talking about a function of the law. But you see, the problem is they can't say that because they've already written the law off as all negative, and so they're forced to try to come up with a second use of the gospel. So tragically, they're introducing law elements into what should be pure gospel. So the pure gospel is lost. It's sacrificed because of their inability to call law what it is.
That's the winner of this week's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Dr. Joel Behrman, How the Gospel is Turned into Law. Don in Florida, send us your mailing address and shirt size. talkback@issuesetc.org. You get the LPR bundle package, and thanks to everybody who voted. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. You've had a rough work week. You'd like to get a promotion or perhaps even make a career change. Check out Concordia University, Wisconsin online this weekend at issuesetc.org. They'll even waive your application fee when you enter the promo code ISSUES. Lifelong Lutheran Learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin online. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller answer the question, who is the main actor in Christian worship? We'll continue our series Worldview Watch with Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We'll even discuss C.S. Lewis on politics and natural law. Some people say that he had nothing to say about those things. Yes, he does. Dr. Justin Dyer will be our guest, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the Old Testament character of Ruth. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program.
Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to eighth grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.